You know, you can spend a lot of money on instrumental records if that's what you're into. But, you know, for the value of that one, which is probably like $10, to me, that's as good as Ghost Train by the Swanks. Why am I getting feedback? Kicked off the show this week. This is Truckers, Shockers, Freaks, and Geeks. It's been a while. I know. I know. With Sheba by Johnny and the Hurricanes on Big Top. And the reason I picked that is because I was going through my kind of new inbox and I didn't have any instrumentals in there. And then I have other boxes of stuff I bought recently, and I went to a house buy about a week ago. Someone had like a few hundred 45s, and there wasn't much in there, to be honest, but I'm always up for a clean copy of that. I mean, there's not exactly people lining up to buy it because I think a lot of people don't know it, but that's truly one of my favorite instrumentals, Sheba by Johnny and the Hurricanes. G-minus mark. If I sound a bit tired, it's because I'm doing this late. I had the urge to do it, but I'm also kind of resting with the fact that I'm pretty tired and I'm currently messing around with the mic sound. That's tinny, but less boom, boom, boom. I haven't done one of these for a while because I've been exhausted. I just have no time. I mean, since I moved house and, you know, I work full time, it seems impossible on a day off to do anything except for chores or, you know, to try and run around and find some records. And it's only 10 o'clock at night, but I feel like it's 3 o'clock in the morning. But I thought I'd at least start this and see if I can finish it. Got a slightly different setup this week. I still have my two regular turntables. Hold on, I'm just putting my mic in a better position. But one of my things I do is I have various people look out for records for me, and someone sent me a photograph. They were at an estate sale of a bunch of boxes of, you know, those like metal, gold metal boxes, 45 boxes. I love those, and I'll buy any amount of those. And someone said, look, you know, this person's selling a huge amount of 45s, and they're all in these boxes. And I said, well, pull a couple of 45s out. And the first 45s were Square Dance. And I figured, okay, it's all Square Dance. But the record boxes, especially like the ones that are kind of rectangular shape and have, you know, 2 7-inch stacked, you know, next to them, I can always use those. And there was a photograph of a Newcomb turntable, one of those types they used in school or Square Dance DJs use, which is what this was used for, obviously, because the whole lot came with all kinds of Square Dance paraphernalia. And I plugged it in and I just bought a new stylus for it, and I just fell in love with it. So that's what I played that on. I don't know what it's going to sound like. I mean, to me, coming through the system, it sounds better than my expensive Stanton and Technics, because, you know, it's valve operated, but it's coming from valve into my mixer. So I'm hoping it sounds as good to you as it does to me. I don't know, but I couldn't resist trying it. So you're probably going to hear that this doesn't have the facility to cue things up, but I just love the way it sounds. So I will be using two turntables, but I'm mostly going to be using this one, which is in front of me on the desk, which I also like. Kicking off the vocal proceedings this week with something that is a real monster. It's one I've never, ever had. And when one came along that was, if affordable's the right price, but I bought it anyway, I had to have it. It's my usual beaten up. You know, when it comes to super rare records, I like the beaten up ones. That's how I like them to look, and usually they're priced a little better. This is Bobby Lawler on Benton. Bad, bad boy. So it's kind of what I've been for not doing a podcast for so long, right? Check it out.
Nobody got my style of bed. You better watch me in bed. But won't you look at all the fun I've been? Crazy like a fool of man. I'm just a bad, bad boy. I'm just a bad, bad boy. I'm a bad, bad boy. Always in the bench, spread my joy. I'm bad. So sad. I guess I'm just a bad, bad boy.
a whole routine and a big cigar. He pulled up to the help desk and let's all scream when he walked in. Oh, young Long John, Long John grandson, young Long John, Long John grandson, young Long John, he's the coolest cat in town. All scream John, more, more, more. Oh, young Long John, Long John grandson, young Long John, Long John grandson, young Long John, he's the coolest cat in town. Until the way past late. Oh, young Long John, Long John's grandson, young Long John, Long John's grandson, young Long John, this cat in town.
Long, young Long John, that was too loud. That was Phil Barclay. Let's turn it down again. I'm trying to figure this out. How's that? That's better, isn't it? That's a record I've had before, sold. So, you know, time to, quite often I'll overspend and I'll sell something to either to buy another record or to replace a broken part on a car or to get me out of some financial jam. And it's just the way of things. I don't lose sleep over it. It stings a little bit. Because the chances are I'm going to get that record again. And there's not many records that are unobtainable that I've sold. Even the most expensive things I generally will get back at some point. Sometimes cheaper than the time I've ordered before, sometimes way, way, way more expensive, but that was one of them. Sold it a couple of years ago, got it back off of Mr. Jerry Brill in London. Nice to have it back. And the next one is also a record I've had before, sold, and I've got back. And this is kind of funny because I found this two or three years ago. Probably played it on the podcast. I might not have played it because I don't tend to play things that I've sold. You know, if I just got something and someone's bought it, it kind of hurts to play it. So I tend to just, you know, send it off. A few years ago, I went to a lady's house. It was her husband had been a bit of a record digger, had passed away. And I went through this barn out in the sticks full of cobwebs. And there was like, I think there was six. He'd made these wooden boxes, like 7 inches by, you know, your average beer crate, 150 count box, probably two or three of those in length. And it's funny because I wound up painting them and using them as window boxes on my house, which is good. They got used and they were nailed. They were all nailed shut. And I opened one, saw it's full of 45s with no sleeves. And I just said, look, I'll buy them however much per box. And there was a lot of junk in there. I did get a couple of expensive soul things, and I made my money back very quickly and gave away probably a couple of thousand records that were just nothing. But this was in there, and this was like the star buy of the day. I've got a photograph of it somewhere on the back of my truck with all the boxes ripped open and it's laying on the top. And I took some photographs of it, and that day people were like, oh my God, do you want to sell that? And one person in particular really wanted it. And I wound up selling it to him. He sold it to Nikulu Conrad, I think, in Switzerland. And he sold it back to me. So it went from Oregon, to the UK, to Switzerland. And a couple of years later, has made it back into my hands, the person who found it originally. This is on the Santa Fe label, which I always used to think was probably from New Mexico, but I think it's actually an Oregon label because I found a few things later Santa Fe records on the same design, and they say Oregon on them, so I think it's local. This is Sandy Lee. This is Ball and Keen. It's a cover version of the Bob and Terry Caraway record. I have no idea how she come to cut it, but it's pretty cool. It's also pretty beaten up, of course.
God rockin' in his soul. Well, last Saturday night about 12 o'clock, down on the floor they started to rock. Ball and Keen was having a ball, swangin' short and swangin' tall. Then Bulldog Johnny come showin' in, 6 feet six and ain't no friend. Kicked off his shoe and he knocked that line. There's gonna be a fight. Well, then Bulldog Jarn saw the case in place, and he looked no ball right square in the face. Ball and Keen was holding the ground. He said, "Where you want is leaving town." Then the lights went out and had a fight. Everybody wondered what happened at night. Nobody saw what was going on. When the lights come on, Bulldog was gone. Nobody needs an answer, you know what it's mean. Know myself, I'm Ball and Keen.
What a fantastic record. That's Jimmy Pritchett, recorded at Sun, released on the Crystal label out of Memphis. Jimmy Pritchett, that's the way I feel. Again, one I had, and that was one of the ones that went to the devastatingly great box that I sold to James Marshall when I wanted to buy my car. I would say 80% of those records have returned to me now, and that was another one. Anything that's gone from that box, I kept that list, is kind of top shelf as far as wanting to get it back again. And I'm doing all right. It's been a few years, but I'm pretty much 80% back. I don't have the Royce Porter back on Spade. I don't have the Johnny Watson on Cactus. But, hey, they'll come along. And if they don't, I'm not going to lose sleep. Well, maybe. Got something I'm going to play next. I'm real pleased to have. I've won it on eBay like 3 days ago, and it arrived today. I bid like low on it, really, because it had an hour or so left, and I thought I probably won't win this. I'm just going to throw $125 on it, and I won it for $116. And it was described as G plus, so I knew it was going to be a beater. And it turned up today, and it's nearer to EX. So I'm pleased. I was lucky. I mean, it goes that way sometimes, and when it doesn't go that way, I don't tend to cry about it. I don't tend to send things back. I just put them in the box and go, oh, well, so I guess it all evens out in the end. On the Ranger label, this is Ranger Rhythm Rockers. This is Lee Dawn. Now, I would say it was a cover version of Rockin' Daddy, because it sort of sounds like it is, but it's got his name as the writer, so I think he's just taken a kind of liberty with the song. I mean, pretty much, it's I'm a rockin' daddy from deep down in Tennessee, but the rest of the words are all his own, so it's kind of like a, I think these days it would have been a court suit, but I guess it's probably sold so few records nobody cared. Lee Dorn, Rockin' Daddy. gonna run you down. He's a dangerous man, just like Max Stevens. Joe Ramirez, Run You Down, and his Jumpin' Jacks. One of those records I think I had on a Buffalo Bop and came along. It's on the Gyro label out of... Oh, I should know this. I got someone who was after this label. North Carolina or somewhere like that. Doesn't sound like that. Vocal by Frankie Mann. Is that, what didn't he do? Oh, I don't know. He did something that I had and sold because I didn't like it. It's not a great record, but it's alright. I kind of like it. Next is a record I'm honored to have, didn't expect to have, came along. Ben Schumann in Canada sold me this. G Plus, again. It was $200. Sounds like a lot of money, but not considering a clean one would cost you like a lot more than that. More than double that. Probably more than triple that. Possibly quadruple that. So I'll take a $200 copy. One of the great Canadian rockabilly records. I'm going to Canada next week. No, I'm not. I'm going to Seattle, but that's like Canada, isn't it, really? I mean, when you're as far as Seattle, you can practically smell the maple syrup. Yeah, I'm going to Seattle. Maybe I'll bring some records back. I hope so. That's why I'm going. And various other reasons. Mary Lou by Ted Diego on Rodeo. It's pretty beat up, but I think it sounds okay.
Well, I love my Mary Lou, and my love for her is true. No one else will ever do. I just love my Mary Lou. Well, I first met Mary Lou at a high school dance. When I laid eyes on her, I went in a trance. Then I asked Mary Lou for a dance, and the way she held me I knew it was romance. Well, I asked if I could take her home that night, and maybe I might get to hold her tight. A kiss or two I might steal, then I know her love.
I just love my
On the Tattoo label. Tattoo label. Why weren't the more labels called that? Would be now, wouldn't there? Lewis Weber, Tell Me Baby. Lewis Weber and Hi-Fi's. I don't think about who he was. It's good though. I like that. Just looking at the flip side. I don't think I played the flip side. I must. Always play the flip side. You got to do that. So next is a record. Oh man, how long have I wanted this record? I have wanted it forever. No, not forever. Since the 80s. In the 80s, I bought... what was that album called? Tennessee Rockabilly on white label. And it had the Don Wade... it was basically the San label. It had Don Wade. And it had all the Ronnie Allens. And I always loved the Don Wades. And I always loved the Ronnie Allens. And I think Ronnie Allen did 345s on San. Two of them. Pretty easy to get. My favorite track by him is... River of Tears, which I might follow up this one by if I can go and find it. But this one is so much rarer than the others. I'd never ever seen a copy, only a photograph of one. And Nikulu in Switzerland, decided to sell it to me, and I had to have it. It was expensive. It was very expensive. But when am I going to get another one? Never. This is one of those records, if I sell, I probably won't get again. Yes, I will. But it ain't for sale. It's in the box, and I'm very pleased to have it. Good kind of almost teen rocker. Ronnie Allen on San. This is High School Love.
Oh, where we hitting at? Boy, there's a party tonight. See, I'm a body for it, my hair looks the same. Really, to me and my baby, we fit just like a glove. Well, she my high school cutie, my high school love. Really, to me and my baby, and we're heading for school. Say, I'm a high school man, I'm nobody's fool. To me and my baby, we fit just like a glove. Well, she my high school cutie, she my high school love. Well, we're ready for the sophomore. Me and my baby, she my teenage doll. Everybody knows she my life's only dream. Everybody knows she my teenage queen. Oh, when we hit that ball, there's a party tonight. I'm about ever ready, my hair looks the same. Well, to me and my baby, we be just like a glove. She my high school cutie, she my high school love. Baby, ready for the sock my ball. Me and my baby, she my teenage doll. Everybody knows she my life's only dream. Everybody knows she my teenage queen. There's a party tonight. Say, I'm a body, really. My hair looks the same. Really, to me and my baby, we fit just like a glove. Well, she my high school cutie, she my high school love. Well, she my high school cutie, my high school love. My high school cutie, my high school love. Me and my baby, like a glove, my eyes too cute, my eyes too love.
Oh, well, I sail the rugged ocean when the waves were raging high. Travel
all over this whole wide country, climb the mountaintops to the sky. Oh, well, I played the cold in Alaska, sailed a river Rhine, traveled all over this whole wide country looking for this little girl of mine. Well, as the river of love are flowing all through my heart, every minute it seemed like an hour, every day that we're apart. Sail the river Rhine, travel all over this whole wide country looking for this little girl of mine. Well, as the river of love is flowing all through my heart, an hour, every day that we're apart. Well, I played the cold in Alaska, sailed the river Rhine, traveled all over this whole wide country looking for this little girl of mine, looking for this little girl of mine, looking for this little girl of mine.
Oh man, I love that record so much. Ronnie Allen, that's the flip side of Juvenile Delinquent. Although, I love Juvenile Delinquent, but that, I like that track better. It's one of the records, it's funny, it's a weird coincidence just surrounded this. I was, I already got the Ronnie Allen High School Love out to play, and I got an email from Steve Palfrey about something completely not related, but I always kind of think of him when I think of that album, because he was the person that, I think I went around there in 81, and he had that album, and I taped it. And he loved that album as much as I loved it. And a couple of years after that, he was the first person I knew to get an original copy of Gone, Gone, Gone by Don Wade from that album. And I still don't have that one. Ah, man, I'd like to get that one. Don Wade did two singles, Gone, Gone, Gone and All Love. Busthead Gin was the flip side of Gone, Gone, Gone. And I remember Steve used to sing that. And I always think of him when I play those tracks. And I got an email from him just as I was doing that. So I dedicate those to you, Steve. Over there in Spain, formerly from England, from Star Cross. I was in a band with him. He was the singer, I was the bass player. And I haven't picked up a bass for a very long time. Double bass, of course. Couldn't play it. I could sort of play it. I used to have tape, little bits of tape, to show me where A was or whatever key. We played in A, G, or maybe C. I just used to kind of wing it. It's the way it is. Next, I got a record that makes me feel good. Makes me feel real good. It's Bill Carroll. Although I think it's kind of a typo, because it's should be Bill and Carroll. They recorded a version of this for Gold Band, which was unissued until the 80s when it came out on one of those Charlie Gold Band LPs. But this is the version that got issued on Dixie, like I say, as Bill Carroll, but I think it should be Bill and Carroll. And I feel so good.
Every Saturday night when the sun sinks low, I pick up my baby and away we go to a little spot just out of town where everybody smiles and nobody frowns. I feel so good. Oh yeah, so good. Like you kind of love it, cause it makes me feel so good. We get down to the old jukebox, a little bit of rhythm and a whole lot of pop. I grab my baby, we go round and round, dancing to the music with the bandstand sound. I feel so good. Oh yeah, so good. Like you kind of loving, cause it makes me feel so good.
night working and slaving every day. Cause Saturday night there'll be little pay at that little spot just out of town where everybody's mom and nobody frowned. I feel so good. Saving all of my love for you. A preacher we will find, these words will say I do. I'll hold you close to me and whisper I love you. If it's loving that you want, well I've got it. So baby, don't look for someone new. If it's true love that you want, look no further. I've been saving all of love for you. The preacher we will find, these words will say I do. I hold you close to me and whisper I love.
It's another White Label classic. By the way, I don't know if I've probably not mentioned this. I think it happens. It's my last podcast. White Label, Collector Records. Obviously, I talk about them all the time. Mean an awful lot to me because they kind of forged my taste in my younger days. That label was owned by Case Klopp, and he passed away recently. And yeah, there's all kinds of stories about Case, good and bad, but I dealt with him a lot of times, met him quite a few times, and he was always great with me. He was a challenge to deal with sometimes because he didn't price things, but he was one of the people who did it. I mean, he was out there in the mid-60s, going from small town to small town looking for rockabilly records. I mean, what I wouldn't give for there to have been film of a typical record buying trip, going from little town to little town, digging all those records, finding all those artists who at that time, you know, they were 10-year-old records. Those guys were still there. That's how come he was getting tapes and master tapes and things. So rest in peace, Case Klopp. You did us a service. Some of us are still trying to decode all those missing links that appeared on the 200 plus LPs he put out. I know Derek in Canada is. He sent me a list that I'm still trying to scratch my head and look at of things that I'm missing. But, you know, rest in peace, Case. He did a lot of good work. Next is another record that I'm very, very pleased to have. I first heard this on an album that came out, I think, in the late 80s. I can't remember when it came out. Called Big Beautiful Guitars. Probably mid-80s. And it was the time that albums like Desperate Rock and Roll and Sin Alley were coming out. There was a few albums that came out that replicated that kind of style. This was one of them. It was done by Vincent. And the copy of this record that I have is the one that was used on that album, because he recently upgraded it. So I've got the actual copy that I heard like 30-something years ago. Weird. Both sides are great. The rocker, the flat-out rocker is the other side, but this is the side I favor. This is Chuck Bean on the Rock label. This is I Want My Mama.
Well, my mama, she left me. I don't know what to do. So got herself a new daddy, and now I'll feel blue. I want my mama. I want my mama. my mama. I search in everywhere. Just gotta find a mama. She's the only one I care. I want my mama. I want my mama. I want my mama to come back to Grove and all. And know she found somebody new. I went down to the river to see what I could see. So hold the little fish is just a looking back at me. I want my mama. I want my mama. I want my mama to come back to Grove and all. And know she found somebody new. I don't know what'll do. She got herself a new daddy and now I'm feeling blue. I want my mama. I want my mama. I want my mama to come back to put the law. And she found somebody new. I've been looking for my mama. I'm searching everywhere. I gotta find her mama. She's the only one I care. I want my mama. I want my mama to come back to cook the Lord. And know she found somebody new.
Echoes of the past running through my mind. Tears are falling fast since you left me behind. If my heart is gonna break, you can tell it, it can wait, cause here comes another down the line. Memories are haunting me. She's driving me out of my mind. Why don't she let me be? If she won't ever be mine. But I think that I'll pull through, cause here comes somebody new. Yes, here comes another down the line.
Well, there's one that was new on me. Pulled that on Facebook. Remember the days you used to have to dig around in antique stores and all various places trying to find a record? Well, I still do, but I also buy things on Facebook. Bought that from Chris Chipperfield in the UK. That's on the Jamaica label. J-A-M-A-K-A. Some reggae guy would have probably been super disappointed if he found that. Larry Skiles and Echoes. It's great. Mid-60s country bopper, I guess. So it's dedication time. I'm dedicating this next record to my buddy. This next two records are for my buddy Rattlesnake Ray, who will get why I'm playing him, I guess. Because their records, all Rattlesnake should like. And like myself, a huge Stonewall Jackson fan, so it may not fit in with the bill, but I wanted to play it. This is an early one from Stonewall. This is before his big hit Waterloo, which is my most hated record by an artist I love so much. Yet the flip side, Smoke Along the Tracks is one of the the best. But this is You're Right, I Need You Real Bad, Stonewall Jackson on Columbia.
If you think I want to please you, take you in my arms and squeeze you, do anything but leave you, you're right, I need you real bad. If you think my heart is yearning for you to be returning, if you think the flame's still burning, well, you're right, I need you real bad. I never thought I'd love someone the way that I love you, but I'll admit this is it, I'm really wanting you. Oh baby, let's don't tarry, I'm really in a hurry for me and you to marry. You're right, I need you so bad.
For Rattlesnake, it was Conway Twitty with Restless. Most people will probably know Sonny Burgess's version. That wasn't on a 45, the Conway Twitty, except for an EP. It may have been on more than one EP, but I got a British copy of Saturday Night with Conway Twitty, which has that on it. And it makes sense that it was covered by Twitty as well, because, you know, Jack Nance and who's the other guy? I'm going blank. But a couple of the Sonny Burgess's Pacers went on to be in Conway Twitty's band. Or were they in it at the same time? I think they left Sonny and went to Conway. R.I.P. Sonny as well. Sonny passed away. Yeah, I love that version. I love Conway Twitty. I'm a huge Conway fan. And I'm always finding tracks by him that I didn't know, which is great. And good tracks. So next we're going to go into the hillbilly realm, almost western swing. This is a really, really great, I love this record. I knew there was a 78 of it because I'd played that track before, like on a YouTube video, but I was really pleased when Max Stevens turned me up a 45 of it. This is on the Feature label. This is Papa Cairo and his boys. I think he did a few different versions of it, but this is great. This is Big Texas. It's good, kind of a Cage. It's almost a Gold Bandy kind of style. You know, your Cajun meets western swing meets hillbilly. It's got it all.
Aquí te puto na lisa gran Texas.
But I wanted to play the American version. American? I mean the English version. I forgot. It's got the French version. Nothing wrong with the French version. Just played the wrong side. Let's do that.
You left me to go to Big Texas. Well, dear, I didn't treat you right. Pretty woman, what am I going to do? Come back, dear, and I'll be good to you. You left me to go to Big Texas, and I'm blue. Oh, please come back to me, darling. I'm lonesome and don't know what to do. Hey, Texas. Hey, Texas.
She'll make you smile, make you cry, even make you blush. But the thing she does is best advice. She makes you fall in love. Well, you can't fool oh Mother Nature. Not even if a million years you try, a broken heart won't even sway her. And Mother Nature works the price you pay is high. Especially in love. And you can't ignore that pretty little gal. And you can't dodge Cupid's show. So when you feel your heart go boom and your breath come with a sigh, that's Mother Nature and you're in love. And you don't know the reason why. Well, you can't fool oh Mother Nature. On the loose, she makes you wanna cuddle bug when you get under the moon. Well, she makes a young man's fancy turn to love him in the spring. She even gets your dander up, but don't forget one thing. Well, you can't fool oh Mother Nature. Broken heart won't even swear, and Mother Nature works the price you pay is high.
You can't fool Mother Nature.
I believe you, sir. I'm a sucker for anything on that label. Out of Oklahoma, that is the Hoosico label, and that was Wesley Sleepy Moore and his Trail Hands out of Hobart, Oklahoma. Old Mother Nature. That was an eBay win. I'd never heard of that. But I'll buy anything. I wouldn't buy a Square Dance record on that label, I guess. I'll buy anything reasonable on that label. It just makes me happy. Going back to the white label days. This is a record I bought off of Doug Brown in the UK. It's out of Florida. It's Hank Lindsay. Nice slab of kind of a hard honky-tonk. This is called Bad Cat. Bad Cat.
I gather around me cats, I've got the latest jive. I'm gonna tell you about me, boys, the meanest man alive. I've heard about these bad cats and the things that they could do. Took myself a little trip just to see if it was true. I sat on a big black bear, that's what I use when I take a trip. Picked up a 6-foot rattlesnake, I use it for a whip. I dropped down in Louisiana in a town called New Orleans, where I met this big bad John and his Cajun Queen. That Cajun Queen began to scream, Big John began to beller. That's when I tore his head off, I hit him with a marshmallow. One of them little ones. That Cajun Queen, oh boy, was she a fake. I left her swinging in the city square, I hung her with my snake. She didn't move me. I said, come on, Charlie, that's my big black bear. We'll swim in Atlantic Ocean, son, to get us some fresh air. We swim Atlantic Ocean and arrived on the African shore. I said that stupid alley-oop and that great big dinosaur. I tore up half the jungle with him before I brought him down. Only reason I did then, I got tired of playing around. Back at it. Wow. Well, I'm going back to Tennessee, there to take a rest. Then I'm going to Chicago, gonna get that Elliott mess.
You'll be hearing from me again, boys. You just wait and see. Ain't nobody as mean as that long-legged hillbilly from down in Tennessee.
At night on a lonely stretch of road, and the rain was a pouring down. Perched high on the seat above 10 big wheels, the diesel made an eerie sound. Tires were a screaming and rubber was a burning. Big Sam was a fighting that wheel. Cause half a mile up around the bend, he saw the lights in Coffeeville. He drove a lot of miles and he loved a lot of women. He was that much like his old pa. Only the love of sweet little Molly could ever make him break the law. At a little truck stop on the side of the road, Molly heard the crashing sound. She knew Big Sam had tried to make it in time, but fate had cut him down. Up and down the road at every little stop, you hear it everywhere. It took six big men to carry Sam to his grave, but one little woman put him there. Up and down the road at every little stop, you hear it everywhere. It took six big men to carry Sam to his grave, but one little woman put him there. It took six big men to carry Sam to his grave, but one little woman put him there.
I sure likes me a trucking record. That's a good one. That's the one I found. No, I got given that, actually. Steve Munger gave me that. Six Big Men by Bill Mack, dedicated to the truck drivers of America, on the Charay label. Put a few garage records on that label, like The Elite, I think, was on that label, a couple of other things. Yeah, just good free trucking record. I'm not going to argue with that. Back to a couple of rockers now that I'd forgotten. I was going to play some rockers and then some country, but then I realized I hadn't played this. Recent eBay win, it's warped, it's G-copy, but still had to have it. Willie Goodson on the Hammond label out of Indiana, same label as Jim Ortlund. And this is cool. Put a nickel in the jukebox.
Well, when you go to town on Saturday, yeah, when you go to town on Saturday, you wanna rock all night and all day. Yeah, when you put a nickel in the jukebox, babe, yeah, when you put a nickel in the jukebox, babe, you turn around, this is what you say. Come on,
One of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and crying. Well, honey, baby, what am I gonna do? One of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and crying. Well, one of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and blue. One of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and crying. Well, honey, baby, what am I gonna do? When we get together, we fuss and fight. I know our love is right. When we get together, we fuss and fight all the time. One of these days, I'm gonna leave you alone and cry. Well, now, one of these days, I'm gonna leave you alone and blue. One of these days, I'm gonna leave you alone and cry. Honey, baby, what am I gonna do? Fuss and fight, I know our love is right. When we get together, we fuss and fight all the time. Well, one of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and crying. Well, one of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and blue. One of these days I'm gonna leave you alone and crying. Honey, baby, what am I gonna do? Honey, baby, what am I gonna do?
It's gonna leave her alone and crying. Johnny Fortune on Emmy. I think he was the lead guitarist, lead singer. Obviously, he did a couple of instrumentals, Soul Surfer. But that's the one to have, isn't it? I mean, that's great. It's a good two-sider as well. I love the kind of semi-ballady, teen-ish type flip side. It's great. Well, I guess we're sort of running out of good things. I could play all night, but I could start playing junk, but I got a couple more country type things to play. This is a Stardy custom. I wanted it because it was a Stardy custom, and it's okay. I mean, if it wasn't a Stardy custom, I'd probably not be that worried about it. It's an Ohio record on the Edge label, or EDG. What do you call those things? It's like a little liney thing that connects. An epiphoner, that's what they're called. But it's a Stardy custom. I didn't have 791. Ed Garrett, the Lonesome Cowboy, and the Dance Hall Drifter. It's a great, good enough title. I only played it once, can't remember what it's like. Let's find out. It's pretty beaten up. Hey, they don't call me G minus Mark just because of my school grades.
He was just a lonesome cowboy. He was born to roam. Never had a true love. Never had a home. He was born to roam. Rode into Abilene late one summer day. He went into the golden moon to drink his blues away. At the bar was sitting a dance hall girl named Dale. And for the first time in his life that lonesome cowboy fell. They courted and they'll promise to be his loving wife. Swore that she'd be true to him and love him all through life. Their marriage vows were spoken, together they were bound. But deep down in her heart, Nell knew she could never settle down. For she was just a dance hall darling, born to be untrue. She'd give her love to any man for just a drink or two. Born to be untrue. One day a handsome gambler came riding into town. It wasn't long until he started showing Nell around. She'd meet him every evening when he finished his last game. It mattered none at all to him that she wore another man's name. For he was just a roving gambler, played the game of chance. It made no difference who he loved, he was looking for romance. Played the game of chance. Cowboy heard the story that his wife had been untrue. He said, may God forgive me for what I'm gonna do. He found them in the tavern, six bullets found their mark. Three went through that gambler's head and three into Nell's heart. Well, the sheriff came and got him and took him off to jail.
take him from his cell. They hung him in a cottonwood out on the edge of town. They laid him in a lonesome grave just as the sun went down. He was just a lonesome cowboy, he was born to roam. Never had a true love, but now he's got a home. A lonesome grave's his home.
I warn you, the wrong one could turn out to be your ruin.
Oh, the Bill Ranch is on, business is booming. Mr. Druggist, fill the bottle, plainly typed label. Take these red reducing pills down to Big Bill Brownie. And the other kind, of course, they go to make them. Looks the same. You guessed it right. Now Jan's a real proud mother.
Normally go towards the bluegrassy side of things, but I'll go for any record about a pill. Any drugs or pills, I'll go for that record. That's about it. I'm out of here. This has been G-Minus Mark. You've been listening to Trucks, Chuckers, Tricks and Geeks broadcast from the farmhouse, which is situated between Interstate 5 and the boonies. Actually, technically, I guess if you keep driving, you get to Highway 99. So it's situated between Interstate 5, the boonies, and Highway 99. I still haven't figured out the proper rap. I don't do this enough, do I? Just don't. I don't have the time. Anyway, I'm going to end up with a record, another country oddity that was given to me again by Steve Munger. Thank you, Steve. Not that you listen. Frankie Meadows on the 20 Grand label. Cool. And the Meadowlarks. This is Eyeballs. And I am out of here. I'll catch you on the flip side, suckers.
I don't like them eyeballs peeping from behind your door at me. When I took you home the other night, you had to go right in. Said your bones was aching, your head was in a spin. I didn't believe your story, so I stayed around to see. That's when I saw them eyeballs peeping from behind your door at me. And I say, hey. She say, huh? What's he doing ahead? Time to take what's mine, drinking my wine, sitting in my favorite chair. Well, I'm not afraid of any man, either Samson or Hercules. But I don't like him, I've come behind your door and bang. Before I get out of town, well, I think that I'll just flush him out. For myself, I see just who's behind you. My boss peeping from behind your door at me. Then I say, hey, she say, haw. What's he doing here? Trying to take what's mine, drinking my wine, sitting in my favorite chair. Well, I'm not afraid of any man, neither Samson or Hercules.